My guest in the studio tonight began singing at the age of two. He's played classical piano at the age of six and took up trumpet at the age of nine. He also plays the drums and guitar. At only 17 years of age now, he's been selected by James Morrison, none other, for consecutive annual performances at the Generations in Jazz Vocal Scholarship event. He's about to release here in Sydney his debut album and recorded with John Morrison's Swing City Big Band. It's called All of Me. Liam Burrows, welcome to Now's the Time.
Hello.
Liam, in my 20 years of broadcasting, I believe you're the youngest guest I've ever had on this program.
Thank you. Thank you.
Congratulations. One of your early influences was pianist and singer Dorian Mode, well known to Sydney audiences. Can you describe how your love of jazz came about?
I've been singing, of course, since I was very young, but I met my trumpet teacher, Russ Schumach, the late Russ Schumach, and he showed me the song Misty, and I loved it. So I was always asking my parents to get singing lessons all throughout my early life, and eventually, when I was 12, I met Dorian Mode, who was my first singing teacher, and he introduced me to jazz, soul, and blues, and I loved it instantly. And as my voice got lower and lower and kind of developed into a crooning style, I was listening to a lot of jazz, and I just loved it. And Dorian was always a huge inspiration for me, and that's where I got a lot of my phrasing from. So I'm just very lucky to have these mentors in my life right now. So very lucky.
Where do you think you are in your development as a singer or as an artist?
Well, I'm always developing. I met my manager after the first audition of Australia's Got Talent, and I've come a long way on stage, as in how I perform, not only vocally, but half of it's, how you entertain the crowd and how much intimacy there is. So there's a lot of important things that are involved with performing, and I've met a lot of good people on the way, which have got me to where I am right now. But there's many, many, many years to come.
Now, we'll get to Australia's Got Talent in a moment, but in the last few years, looking at your schedule, your performances at festivals, at clubs, at concerts, variety shows, with such a busy schedule, how have you been able to deal with your education, bearing in mind you're only 17 years old, and when did you do your HSE?
Well, I was in year 12 this year, but I left school just before the HSC. But I had to do it. I've had 50 performances since the grand final of Australia's Got Talent, and I didn't really need the HSC to do what I want to do. I don't have time to go to the conservatorium at this point in my life. As much as I'd love to, I just can't. So, performing is what I really enjoy doing, and I'm very lucky to be able to have a job which I love doing, and I can earn money from it. So I'm very lucky.
Do you feel as though that education is something that you can always go back
Well,
to complete?
if I'd like to complete my HSC, I can in further years to come, and I don't see the HSC as the be all and end all of life and work. It's just a part in your life, and most of my friends have done it, but I had to choose not to do it because I don't have the time at all to do it, and I'm really trying to focus on my performing at this moment.
You must have tremendous support in your parents
Yes.
for what you want to do. Can you describe how they have, I guess, nurtured this this love of yours, and whether some of their influence may have come out in
Yes.
you, or?
Well, I grew up with my mum being a music teacher, and all my aunties on my mum's side of the family are music teachers. So, always been around music. If it's tapping on things around the house, I still do it today. I can go to a Chinese restaurant and I'll be tapping the chopsticks, and people get pissed off. But always been around music, and I've listened. Grown up with the Eagles and all the classic rock, AC/DC, and so I've always been around it at church as well, singing at youth groups, and so I just loved music from since I was very, very young, and my parents have been so supportive along the way and have driven me to every gig, but I've got my P's now, so I can get to my gigs now, but yeah, they've been very, very supportive.
As we alluded to before, you're one of the 10 finalists, I think, on the television program Australia's Got Talent. I must admit, I've been wary of these types of programs. Can you describe to me your attitude prior to this experience on this program and what you think of TV Talent Quest programs now?
Well, I've always thought about it for years, going on one of these talent shows, whether it be Australian Idol, X Factor, Australia's Got Talent, but was always not sure about it because sometimes these shows can end your career in an instant, or they can launch it. So it's a really, really big risk. And being younger, being 13, 14, 15, I thought it was a bad idea because people still see you as a cute kind of kid performing. And so I've waited for a few years until my voice got lower and matured. And at 17, I kind of look like a young adult trying to start their career. So chose Australia's Got Talent because it's very different to Australian Idol. They don't put you in a house and mentor you and have people tell you what to sing. Australia's Got Talent was the perfect show because I got to sing whatever I wanted. All it was you turn up there, you perform on stage, and you get the judges' comments. And it was fantastic for me because I got just as much exposure as the guy who won. It was all about exposure and getting my music out there and trying to show Australia what jazz is all about. So it's been a huge step in my life and a huge journey, and I've come so far since the show. So I think the talent shows today on TV are fantastic. Australia's Got Talent was very honest. Everyone backstage was so supportive and no one was telling you what to do or what to wear. So I would recommend Australia's Got Talent to anyone. It's a fantastic show if you want to get your stuff out there. But there are some other shows which may not be different. Like I know that X Factor, you are mentored by one of the judges, and they might not have the ideas that you want them to have. It might be completely contradicting to what you're doing. So I'm not quite sure, but Australia's Got Talent worked out to be phenomenal for me.
Tell us about some of the intimacies of the program as an artist. How much say have you got, for example, over the arrangements of some of the music that you sang?
Well, the arrangements have to fit in a bracket of 2 minutes. So it's very difficult to get your jazz standards into 2 minutes. So I was always at home on a computer programs working out which cut I should do. And so I'd give them a recording of what I wanted to do. The songs I chose were obviously, I'd wanted to have songs which the crowd would know and could relate to, recognizable songs like New York, New York and Come Fly With Me, because that's what I just wanted to Australia to hear my voice. So anyways, we give them the recording, and they have a musical director who was Dorian West at the time, and he pulled up an arrangement, and they record it with a big band. I get a track, and then I was very lucky that they got a big band and a string section in, so it worked out perfectly for me.
It must have changed your life significantly since then, you know, in the last 6 months.
Yes, well, 6 months ago I was still busking, and my manager says I'm not allowed to busk anymore because I'm performing all over the place. That's my job now. I can't just go into Sydney and busk. So a lot's changed. I have people recognizing me in the streets. I even have police officers coming up and saying, oh, I hated jazz, but I watched the show, man, and you've completely changed my life. I listen to all the old stuff now. And have people that came to my album launch at Crown Casino, a guy came up and said, hey, man, I didn't want to come, but my wife made me come. But that was just amazing. So I think jazz is a style that Australia doesn't hear enough of, and I'd love to be the next kind of Ricky May of Australia.
That's something to aspire to. I'm speaking with Liam Burrows.
Jackie Cooper's been my mentor for a very long time. She's helped me and been one of my singing teachers. And
all of me. Liam, talk us through this one.
This was an Ed Wilson arrangement. On the album, I wanted to have some new arrangements that people have never heard before, some Australian arrangers. We had Evan Loaning arrange for me, and obviously Ed Wilson from the Daily Wilson Big Band, and this is his arrangement of All of Me, and I think it's a pretty hip arrangement.